Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there, I'm your host, Fondue.
I'm Chitty.
In this week's episode, we're going to learn about a processed cheese product. We talk about the history of Velveeta and World War II.
Wow.
We're going to talk about making it at home, making cheesecake fudge, some promos, and we're going to find out who won that pesky lawsuit.
Yeah, who won?
And of course, no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke.
I love jokes.
Stay tuned for episode 126, Velvet, on Just Cheesy the Podcast. According to AllRecipes.com, Velveeta was invented in 1918 by Emil Fry.
Whoa.
Back in 1888, Emil was hired by Monroe Cheese.
Ooh.
Emil created Liederkranz cheese, which was sort of like Limburger, and he had pretty good success.
Whoa.
But Monroe Cheese fell into financial problems, and they foreclosed the property.
Aww.
In 1891, Jacob Weisel purchased the company from the Goshen Savings Bank.
Okay.
And he set up a second factory in Covington, Pennsylvania, which mostly made Swiss cheese.
Ooh.
But he had a lot of the broken pieces of cheese sent to Monroe, and he was hoping to find a way to prevent the waste.
Oh, yeah.
During this same time, Emil was taking those broken pieces of cheese back to his house, where he spent two whole years working on a process to make use of them.
Whoa.
And according to Wikipedia, in 1918, he had a breakthrough.
Whoa.
That he mixed the cheese byproducts with the broken cheese bits to form a cheese blend that would become known as Velveeta.
Mm.
And just like it sounds, he was intending for the name to suggest it was velvety smooth.
Smooth.
In 1923, Emil incorporated a separate Velveeta company independent from Monroe Cheese.
Okay.
In 1926, Monroe Cheese closed down.
Aww.
And a year later, Velveeta was sold to none other than Kraft.
Right.
And I guess you wonder, is Velveeta American cheese?
Yeah, is it?
Well, according to Sporked.com, it's not.
Oh.
But it's pretty close.
Okay.
It's a processed cheese product made with whey, milk solids, and emulsifying agents.
Whoa.
Velveeta is considered a shelf-stable cheese product.
Okay.
And that's when it's stored in its original packaging in a dry place out of direct sunlight and at room temperature.
Wow.
And they say it'll stay fresh for a very long time.
Really?
In fact, it's safe to consume up to 6 months past the packaging date.
Holy cow.
And Velveeta gained a lot of popularity during World War II.
Really?
According to the website envisioningtheamericandream.com, nearly all major food companies had wartime pamphlets that suggested how their product could help a homemaker, and I quote, skimp on precious food like meat, sugar, and fat, and coffee.
Wow.
They even suggested that food shortage is not an excuse for a dull meal.
Oh.
Not while Kraft cheese is around.
Okay.
And they said it was important to prepare balanced meals to keep America's stamina up.
Ooh.
You could count on protein-rich Velveeta to offer up wholesome hurry-up snacks for kids and He-Man sandwiches for the husband's lunchbox. They noted that it was high in protein, milk, calcium, vitamin A, and G.
Whoa.
They show it on broccoli.
Ooh.
They show it with apples. And there's a part here that looks like grilled cheese swimming in a tub of Velveeta soup, maybe?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And the official ingredients are milk, water, whey, milk protein concentrate, milk fat, whey protein concentrate, sodium phosphate,
whoa,
and 2% or less of salt, calcium phosphate, lactic acid, sorbic acid, sodium citrate, sodium alginate, enzymes, some word I can't pronounce.
Of course.
Annatto, and cheese culture.
Whoa.
And given those ingredients,
yeah,
back in 2002, the FDA issued a warning letter to Kraft that Velveeta was being sold with the packaging that said pasteurized processed cheese spread.
Ooh.
And because of these ingredients, they no longer fit into any of the FDA's cheese-related definitions.
Oh.
So Velveeta is now sold in the U.S. as a pasteurized prepared cheese product,
whoa,
which is a term not defined by the FDA.
Ooh.
According to Wikipedia, it is currently sold in the United States, Canada, Panama, Hong Kong, the Philippines, and South Korea.
Whoa.
And back in the 1930s and 40s, it was sold in the UK and Germany as Velveeta.
Oh.
And they also say here in the 1980s, there was an advertising jingle, Colby Swiss and Cheddar blended all together, because at the time, it explained the taste and texture because real cheese cheese was used in the product at that time.
Wow.
Kraft Heinz and Velveeta is not a sponsor.
Nope.
But if it was, the ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese?
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy, that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. I figured this got you thinking, wow, I wish I could make a healthy version of Velveeta at home.
Is that what you think?
Probably not, but there are some recipes on the internet.
Really?
According to browneyedbaker.com, there are only 4 ingredients needed to make your own slab of Velveeta.
Whoa.
You need a 1/4 ounce packet of unflavored gelatin.
Okay.
6 tablespoons of dry milk powder.
Ooh.
1 cup of boiling water.
Okay.
And 16 ounces of... You guessed it.
I did?
Shredded mild cheddar cheese.
Whoa.
Personally, I'm guessing you could put any cheese bits in there that you'd like,
yeah,
given that's how the original recipe came to be.
Right.
They suggest lining a loaf pan with plastic wrap, covering all the sides and leaving excess to hang over the edge.
Okay.
You place the unflavored gelatin, dry milk in a blender or food processor. You pour the boiling water over top and immediately pulse to combine.
Whoa.
You add the cheddar cheese and puree until the mixture is smooth.
Ooh.
You immediately pour it into your prepared loaf pan.
Okay.
And smooth the top with a spatula.
Whoa.
You fold the excess plastic wrap over the top. You press it against the surface of the cheese. And you refrigerate at least 12 hours to set.
Whoa.
And they say that this will keep in the refrigerator if it's tightly wrapped in plastic for up to 1 month.
Holy cow.
And when I think of Velveeta, I think of grilled cheese. Oh, and by the way, happy belated grilled cheese day.
Happy grilled cheese day.
Some people use it in their grilled cheese.
Ooh.
Some people use it in their mac and cheese.
Yeah.
But did you know you could make chocolate fudge with it?
What?
According to thespruceeats.com, there's a recipe here for fudge using Velveeta cheese.
No way.
This calls for 1 cup of unsalted butter.
Okay.
1 8-ounce block of Velveeta.
Whoa.
2 pounds of confectioner's sugar.
Ooh.
1/2 cup of unsweetened cocoa.
Okay.
2 teaspoons of vanilla. And 1½ cups of pecans or walnuts.
Unless you're allergic.
This recipe and several others are in our show notes.
Yeah.
And now you're thinking to yourself, fudge, huh? Well,
yeah.
They also say that you can make cheesecake with Velveeta.
Oh, my.
That's right. According to cooks.com, there's a Velveeta cheesecake recipe.
Whoa.
This calls for 2 packages of cream cheese.
Okay.
A 1 pound loaf of Velveeta.
Wow.
1½ cups of sugar.
Okay.
3 tablespoons of flour.
Yeah.
4 eggs. 1 cup of sour cream.
Okay.
Imitation butter flavor, teaspoon of vanilla, and whipped cream.
Whoa.
And if crazy recipes aren't your thing,
nope.
Well, Velveeta's been known in the last few years of having some wild promos.
Yeah, they have.
In fact, a couple of years ago, we were able to obtain Velveeta scented nail polish,
yeah,
and Velveeta stickers for your fingernails.
Yep.
Well, this year, I'm not sure if it's true or not because it came on April 1st, which is April Fool's Day.
Oh.
But they have Velveeta gold hair dye.
Whoa.
According to Fox5Atlanta.com, the semi-gold permanent hair dye comes in a 4-ounce jar, which is enough to cover a head of short hair.
Whoa.
Don't want to try anything as permanent as hair dye?
Nope.
Well, there's some Velveeta jewelry.
Whoa.
According to GeorgeTheJeweler.com, there is a gold Velveeta drip.
Ooh.
They're selling something called the Velveeta lip cuff.
A what?
This is a limited edition 14 karat gold lip cuff that runs $77 in the U.S.
Holy cow.
You place it on the edge of your bottom lip, and it looks like a drip of cheese running down your face.
Oh, my.
And they say in the blurb here, in fashion, drip is used to describe style and swagger.
Mm.
And this year, face jewelry, especially liquefied shapes, will be all the rage.
Sure.
And no one knows drip like Velveeta.
Oh, yeah.
From the physical drip of their creamy cheese to the unapologetic drip that embodies living La Dolce Vita.
Oh, boy.
That's why Velveeta is inviting fans to own the drip like never before. They say it's lightweight, easy to bend and shape to fit any lip.
Oh, wow.
It says here it's still available, so go ahead and check out the link in the show notes.
Sure.
It's time for my favorite segment.
This Week in Cheese.
Do you remember a few weeks ago where we talked about a Velveeta shells and cheese lawsuit?
Oh, yeah.
Well, back in November of 2022, a Florida woman sued Kraft Heinz Foods for at least $5 million.
Whoa.
She claimed that the 3.5 minutes to cook was actually untrue because the other steps,
oh,
removing the lid, adding water, and stirring, would add to the 3.5 minute claim.
Oh boy.
Judge Beth Bloom has now dismissed the case.
Oh.
In the dismissal document, the judge said that the plaintiff never even attempted to cook the product.
Oh my.
The judge said that there's no threat of future injury,
okay,
because now Ramirez knows that the 3.5 minutes on the packaging refers only to the time needed to microwave the product.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay. Why did Velveeta join a band?
Why?
Because it wanted to create smooth jams.
Oh.
Get it? Smooth jams?
I get it, but they're getting much worse.
Oh, I recognize that they're getting much worse.
Yeah.
We're really running out.
Yeah, we are.
But they're always a little bit cheesy. Are you tired of our bad jokes and think you can do better?
Yeah.
On our website, www.justcheesy.com, you could submit your very own joke.
Whoa.
And if selected, we'll read it in one of our episodes.
Tell us a joke and stay cheesy, everybody.